I know Maud is thinking, thank God it's not election night tonight. I read in Tuscaloosa on the night of one of the Bush the First debates, and it was a huge crowd. There was no one cared about politics there. And I think the party is still going on. Emerson, in his American Scholar essay, tells us that he thinks that Aristotle and Plato were once just young men in libraries. And when you meet Maud Casey and hear her read tonight, you ought to think of that, because and think that Margaret Atwood and Joan Didion and writers of that stature were just once young women trying to write good prose. I think one day you'll be pleased to remember that you were at a Maud Casey reading one Monday night in Fairfax, Virginia. She's a wonderful young writer, and also becoming known as a great teacher at the University of Maryland. And it's and she's carrying on the Casey family literary dynasty as well. She wears all of these banners with great ease and grace. And it's a pleasure to introduce Maud to you tonight. Thank you.